FAO's Food Price Index for May has just been released. The index is a measure of the monthly change in international prices of major food commodities. Here to explain more about what we are seeing in this month's index is Concepcion Calpe, a senior economist with FAO. Ms. Calpe, thank you for joining me.
Hello, thank you to you.
What are the major trends we are seeing for the Food Price Index for May?
Well, there was a good news in the sense that the price index showed a slight decline from the previous month, which is very good for consumers and especially for importing countries. We are speaking about international price and we are not speaking about domestic prices. This small decline was about 1%, not more than that, and it covered more or less all the commodity groups that I included in the price index.
Last month, there was a decline in cereal production, and this month there is a 1% increase. What can we attribute that to?
Well, cereal production at the world level is still seen to decline from last year. But still, it would be the second record in history. So even though there will be a decline, it would still be a very good outturn. The price declined because although we still see the production falling compared to last year, we have revised upward the expectation for this year's harvest. So, and this is mainly due to improved conditions in the United States. The United States had started the season with very adverse weather conditions, which seems to be improving. So expectation of the market is that the production in the United States and in the world will be higher than originally expected.
Is there anything we may want to keep our eyes on for the non-cereal foodstuffs?
Well, one of the commodities that did not follow the general trend of prices falling was sugar. And sugar has been at very high levels until very recently. There was a slight drop, but again resumed an upward trend, mainly because there were expectations that the production expected would not be sufficient to cover the consumption. This perception was mainly at the beginning of the month, because already in the second half of the month, we have seen prices retreating a little bit. So probably this strength that we have seen for sugar compared to the other commodities will not be lasting.
Could there be some developments that could alter this outlook for the coming months?
Well, there are various factors that could really affect this outlook. First, everyone is speaking about an El Niño recurring. El Niño is an anomaly in the weather, which may have positive or negative impacts. Normally, it has very negative impacts in Asia. And therefore, since Asia is a region where most rice is grown, it could affect rice crops. However, this is still very speculative. We expect that if there is a recurring El Niño, it will not be before July, August. And of course, very much will depend on what intensity it will have. So this is the first, let's say, factor to watch in the coming months. Another one is, of course, policies. For instance, the fact that you have some tensions between certain countries that may also affect the pattern of trade. Of course, this is something that we cannot predict, but it's a general thing that you have to watch always.
Ms. Calpe, thank you.
You're welcome.